go. Let's wait till all the kids go by.
What?
Okay, then we're good. Mind.
All right. Hello, Oi. Everyone, and welcome back to another. Oh my god!
Ow, I haven't said "oi" for like a month.
Okay, so hello everyone. Jerk. Welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. And today we're kind of just winging it. There isn't really a specific topic that we're going to talk about. So, you know how we normally do tangents? Well, this time it's just going to be all
only tangents.
So, my boys, Tom Clancy's.
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Here's the thing, is Breakpoint like a different game or is it an expansion to Wildlands?
I think
because it just came out with Operation Oracle.
I don't know because I haven't played a single Tom Clancy game.
Okay, Logan, this is just between me and you because he doesn't matter right now.
Okay.
I think
Logan
it's his
won't
own
matter
game.
When we talk about Maleficent either.
So why am I the only one who knows everything?
Nobody. Well, I'm the only one here who knows what the heck Oddworld is, and I'm the only one who cares that there's a new Oddworld
game
coming out. All
right, I think it's not an expansion.
Don't act
of
like you know what Oddworld is, JJ.
Wildlands.
Wildlands. I think it's its own game.
Okay, because they showed it off like it was this big thing, and it was like okay.
Well, because they only release a Tom Clancy game like every 2 years, don't they?
2 to 3.
Yeah.
Wildlands came out a while ago. I'm still want to buy it though.
Still want to buy it.
Because, like, the Tom Clancy games, like, throwing this, I'm not crap-talking other franchises, but, like, unlike some other gaming franchises, they actually wait a couple of years before releasing a new Tom Clancy game, and they get pretty good reviews, and...
Rainbow Six is fun.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, but they don't release a new Rainbow Six game every year, and they've kept Rainbow Six going, and it's a really fun game that everybody loves playing, so there you go.
Yeah, it's kind of like live service in a sense.
Yeah, people enjoy playing Rainbow Six. When Rainbow Six has been going for, like, what, 3-4 years now?
I can't
They're
get...
on year four?
I gotta use my left hand because I'm holding the thing with the right.
You don't have to look it up, but I think Rainbow Six is, like, I think it's the year four, aren't they?
Are they? No.
Didn't they just sell the year four pass?
I think year three.
Maybe it is year three. I don't remember.
Ugh, man.
Help
but
us.
I'm excited. Okay, so you guys can talk about Maleficent. That's all I want to do. I just want to see
this
excited.
Trailer, dude.
It doesn't give away a whole lot of the plot, but I respect
that.
It looks pretty dope, yeah. Because they said this film is going to introduce, I don't remember, they said this film is introducing like a few more characters like from the actual like Sleeping Beauty mythos and everything.
I'd like to point out that at the end where she says that it's not going to be a fairy tale ending, I'm like,
Yeah, that's pretty.
I'm just waiting.
But I mean, really look at it, neither did the last one. It didn't end like you would expect a fairy tale to end. It doesn't end with the prince waking up Briar. Is her name Briar in the live? I don't remember.
Nobody remembers. Nobody cares.
I remember her actual name is Briar in the animated one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, who cares?
But...
The movie's not about her. It's about Maleficent.
Which I think is actually cool that Disney's doing.
Yeah. It was one of their first, like, live-action remakes, I think, since 101 Dalmatians in, like, the 90s, wasn't it?
I thought that was early 2000s.
Maybe it was early 2000s. Either way, it was like one of the, it was like it's their first. It was their first big live action remake they did.
I think.
And unlike a lot of their newer ones they're doing, they definitely gave a new spin on it. They did that with Dumbo as well, but like only so much.
Yeah, but Dumbo was terrible.
Versus Beauty and the Beast and Jungle Book. Not saying either of these movies are bad because I loved Jungle Book and I didn't have a huge problem with Beauty and the Beast, but like they really were just retelling the same story with just updated.
Okay.
CGI.
I'm just gonna. I think it's. Well, you know how. I think this movie is gonna be something like a big shock to people because. As you know, Descendants and Descendants 2 have been big films for Disney's.
And Descendants 3 comes out this year, I think.
Yeah, I think it's this year.
Yeah.
And
I haven't watched the Descendants movies, but I've heard they're like the best Disney original films to come out since the first High School Musical.
They are.
I don't watch High School Musicals, so I mean. I like the first one. I didn't see the second one.
I've never seen them. I heard that the second one's okay and the third one sucks.
Jesus.
But I could be wrong. Kevin, I didn't see the Lion
Wait,
King.
Wait, is the Maleficent
like, well,
movies taking place in the Descendants universe, or is
no.
it its
no,
own thing?
No, it's okay. its own thing. I'm just saying that I think this is, like, hype building to the third Descendants movie. Because
I thought they're using a AAA film to hype another AAA film. Never mind, that's exactly what Marvel does.
Yeah,
exactly.
Shut up, David. Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame. What?
See, I'm using my brain. I have a brain. Oh,
David,
my God.
David, hold on. Gotta take a second. Think about that.
I just think that this is actually going to be... I think that Disney should do more movies like this, where they focus on the villain instead of...
Or, yeah, they do, like, a different spin on it.
Oh, I got something else I gotta talk about when you guys are done. I don't know if that we've covered it.
Pretty much the villain.
She...
For the first, like... For, like, this whole kind of second act of the movie, she is kind
she
of the villain.
Is the she is the first big villain Disney's ever
she's
made.
She's one of the, she's always been considered to be one of Disney's best, because Maleficent was kind of relatable.
Yeah, Maleficent is the biggest and most relatable villain.
Not to mention, she was kind of Hades before Hades came along.
Yeah, but Hercules and Hades.
Hades is freaking hilarious, though.
He is.
Hold my hair.
We're forgetting one teensy tiny itty bitty little detail. I own you! Oh my god, I fucking love Hercules.
So is that all you got to cover about Maleficent?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is, I don't think we talked about this on the podcast. I put a little, like...
Quiet your voice a little.
I put a little post up about it.
On what, Facebook?
Yeah. So it looks like the people behind the Friday the 13th game, Illphonic, is making a Predator video game.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Here's the problem. It's a PlayStation exclusive. And it's made by Illphonic.
Okay,
And I'm angry because I'm a huge Predator fan. I love I love the Alien franchise.
You say that as if there's something wrong with PlayStation.
There is.
Shut up, David.
What is wrong with PlayStation?
Shut up, David. Okay, I love the Predator's my favorite over Alien Predator, but I love the Alien franchise. I love the Predator franchise double, and I've watched all the APZ. I own pretty much every single Alien and Predator movie.
The APZ movies.
I own all the Alien and Predator movies, including AVP 1 and 2, except for Prometheus. That's the only one out of everything that I don't own.
Okay, can we just agree that Xbox is better than PS?
Yeah.
As far as maybe hardware goes, but as far as games go...
I mean, PlayStation does have good exclusives, I'll give them that. Like, the David Cage
single,
games and Spider-Man
had,
PS4. I mean, there are good games
I don't
on
really
PlayStation.
Think PlayStation was released
but the
a,
console itself is...
Now that I think about it, I don't think PlayStation's really released a bad exclusive title.
The thing, like, PlayStation has going for them are their exclusive games, but here's the other problem. Their console is just... No. Xbox's console
there's
is
There's nothing
better.
Wrong with the PlayStation 4.
It's kind of like...
There's literally nothing wrong with the PlayStation 4.
It's kind of like a reverse. Like, Xbox has good console, not good exclusives. PlayStation, good exclusives. Console's kind of... Nah.
What's wrong with the PlayStation 4? I want you to legitimately tell me what is wrong with the console.
Because
itself.
I'm
Wait,
more of
up.
A social gamer, so I would rather, like, have a platform that's set up
yes,
for more of a social...
Yes, Sony is ignorant, but can we all agree Microsoft was pretty damn ignorant when the Xbox 360 came out as well?
360 was the best Xbox console
it
ever.
It was, but they were also kind of ignorant when it came to, like, cross-console stuff. You couldn't play a PlayStation...
Cross-play.
Yeah. You couldn't play a PlayStation, like, 3 game with an Xbox 360 game at the same time online.
Okay, wait, hold on. What's wrong with Xbox exclusives? Tell me that.
There's been maybe one Xbox exclusive that I've enjoyed, and that two. State of Decay 2 and Halo 3.
Yeah, I was gonna
Halo
say.
Halo 5
like,
wasn't
last...
that great. I played through
Halo
5. Halo
3, Halo 4 was pretty good.
I didn't play Halo 4.
Halo 4 is underrated, I'll say that.
Halo 4 was decent.
Halo 4 is the last good Halo game we got.
But we're also...
Well, I guess Halo Wars 2 was
But also, give me one. He's also basing this off of his... Off of the games he's played. Where I say Gears of War 4 was...
Crackdown 3's
amazing.
Crackdown 3 is like...
I played Gears of War 1, I did like that. I'm just saying PlayStation has more of a variety, and they have...
PlayStation.
They have good story games.
To put it simply, PlayStation's taking... I think it's safe to say PlayStation's taking more risks. They've been releasing a lot more original games
now,
as well.
Here's the part that pisses me off, though, about the Predator game. So it's made by Illphonic, the same people doing the Friday the 13th game. The description of the game is exactly the same as the Friday the 13th game.
Is it going to be an online game?
Yes.
Probably.
Except here's the thing. You have one person plays the Predator, and some people play as survivors. The only difference between this and Friday the 13th is you have guns and you're military guys. And you're a Predator with the Predator's abilities
This better
and
be at least decent, though, because...
But
the
problem
trailer
is,
showed us literally nothing.
No, but here's the thing, though. It bothers me because it's not on multi-console. And it's like, what is this going to do? A, nobody likes Illphonic because they abandoned Friday the 13th, the game, which I'm mad about
because
I like that game.
Because they got sued for it.
No, but they abandoned the project, like, even to do
because
updates
they,
or anything.
Yeah, because they're not allowed to play, they're not allowed to do anything with the game anymore.
Well, they can still do, content updates, but they can do patches and stuff, so they can still do that. They're handing it to a Japanese company.
Was Friday the 13th exclusive or no?
No. Friday the 13th, the game was multi-platform. You had it on the Switch, I think,
No, they didn't have no. one on the Switch.
Oh, no, maybe it was PC. PC, PS4, and Xbox.
The Switch didn't exist.
Yeah, the Switch didn't exist.
Came out. The Switch turns 2 years this year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was multi-platform, so I don't know why the Predator game wouldn't be. Maybe, you would get more money by making that.
Maybe they just thought. Maybe they just thought maybe it'd be a better idea to send it to
Sony
or something.
Well, no, Sony I think is in paid Fox, and they're talking about it. But it's like Disney owns those rights now to the Predator and Alien franchise too.
Jesus Christ!
I mean, now that kind of makes sense because Spider-Man is also an exclusive. But then that also doesn't make.
But Spider-Man is a Sony property.
But that doesn't make 100% sense, like, either, because there's also the fact that Marvel Ultimate Alliance is going to be a Switch exclusive, which I don't plan on playing. I don't know. If I hear really good stuff about it, maybe I'll play it, but I'm not interested in the Ultimate Alliance games, to be honest.
No. But
not a huge...
No. I mean, you gotta admit, though, like, if you're an Xbox player and you're a big Predator fan, this is upsetting news.
It is upsetting, but you were also really ticked off when Spider-Man came out.
Well, yeah, but I can understand
why... I'm
ticked
off that Gears of War is...
But David, here's the thing, though. I got ticked off
when Halo 5 came out, and then I found out that Halo 5 was...
But David...
Like,
the reason,
6 out of 10.
The reason I ended up forgiving it over time is because I understand, because Sony owns the rights of Spider-Man. It makes more sense compared to an IP that is not owned by Microsoft or Sony and is being created... and the IP has been created by the same people that did a multi-platform horror game that also was not an IP that
maybe
either company
maybe
owned.
They just thought it'd be more successful. I have no idea what they thought, what their thought process was behind it.
Well, I mean, you get double the money if you
all these consoles are trying to buy up like big names.
Well, can I just
PlayStation and Microsoft, like Sony and Microsoft, have both gone for the company that owns Rockstar in the last like year.
Wait, can I just say
they've both lost. Rockstar's not selling themselves out, but still.
Can I just say that what they're doing actually makes sense, because last year's Game of the Year, God of War, was exclusive for PS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this game isn't a story-based game, though. It's legit a multiplayer game just like Friday the 13th. And think about that. If you sell that multi-platform, you're getting more money from a whole bunch of different consoles rather than one specific platform.
Yeah, but you also
and not a lot of people are going to go for it because, A, Illphonic, and the Predator brand is... It's hurt. Let's be honest. Movie-wise, that brand is hurt bad.
More than movie-wise.
From, like,
just,
the last four movies.
Its reputation for the last 30 years hasn't been great.
Like I said, I love Predator 1 and 2, but I think after that, the films for the Predator have just been down.
Predator brought it up
a little bit, but not too much.
The first one's great. The second one's okay, the third one's okay, and the fourth one is meh. It depends on your preference, I guess.
This is how I look at it. First one, amazing. Best. Second one, really good. Third, I don't know why I have it, just for the collection. The Predator, or the newest one by Shane Black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
And then AVP, I'm like, eh... I mean, the Predator was made to be a weak one. And then AVPR, I'm going to say I really liked it. I know a lot of people don't like AVPR. I like it a lot.
I haven't played a lot of this, but I've heard the AVP video game's pretty good as well.
Oh, yeah, I own it.
I've played a couple of the Predator levels, and it was pretty fun for the most part.
Yeah, I've beaten the entire game. I'll tell you, though, playing as... I would say that the hardest, in my opinion, would honestly have to be the alien. Because the alien seems to be the easiest kill.
What are you watching, Kevin?
Rick and Morty season
playing like
season
I would consider
release date
on like the basis I would consider like Predator to be easiest, human second easiest, and then alien hard, because alien you can't shoot people at all, you can't shoot, you have to get up close and personal, and your character can die really easily, and you have to be very careful. I enjoyed the AVP game though, I really did.
All right, I'm gonna cut him off. Season 4 of Rick and Morty is coming in November.
Well, a lot of people thought we'd have to wait 4 whole years before we got a season 4.
Season
4! Because when was season 3, 2017?
Was it
season 3 ended in 2017, didn't it?
No, I don't think season 3 ended in 2017.
I think it ended in 2017.
Did it end in 2017?
It aired in 2017. It may have, I think it ended.
I think it aired in 2017 because I remember on YouTube I did a...
It may have ended
in
early
theme
2018
battle.
Or something.
I think it early 2018 it ended, and now we're...
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we had to wait a whole freaking year for Stranger Things, and it's still not here.
Well,
they just
down.
They
it
just
will
released
be.
They just released a $200 Lego set for Stranger Things.
What?
It's like a Lego build of the buyer's house, and it comes with like all the minifigures from the main characters of the series, aside from George and Jonathan.
That's it. It's a house for $200.
It's not a house.
Yes.
You can flip it upside down and there's another house build.
Oh, nice.
That's amazing.
It's two houses with like I want to say 8 minifigures.
Do they got cool. guns with them?
No, they don't have guns. But
that's gay.
But they're all exclusive like to the set, and the Demogorgon figure looks freaking amazing, and I'm looking at this thing, I'm like, this is $200. And it's exclusive to online and Lego stores. Damn it.
I used to be a Ninjago guy. Ninjago used to be my I mean, I don't own all the Ninjago series anymore, but I used to like it. I used to really enjoy it. Like, season 1 through 3, I enjoyed, and then after that, I kind of lost track with everything. It got kind of a little redundant.
It got confuzzling.
But let's be honest. Isn't Lego Ninjago, like, the longest-running Lego show ever?
It is, yeah. Because Chima got canceled because nobody watched it.
I think it's big because obviously of sales.
Ninjago was big. Yeah. Like, I remember when I first watched it, it was
I think they redesigned the characters in the show like after the movie. But even like from what I've heard, that doesn't hurt the show at all. And the new season they're coming out with, there were like leaked images of what the new Lego sets are going to be for next year.
They messed up.
They're putting Clutch Powers in Ninjago.
Who?
Nobody here knows who Clutch Powers is. They make a reference to him in season 1, I think, where they're looking for one of the Fang Blades, and Cole's like,
That's not season 1. Season 1 has to do with the skeletons.
Those are the first...
It had to do with the serpent one.
That's the first 2 episodes.
Fang Blades or Serpents, that's season 2 or 3.
Yeah.
The Fang Blades were in season 1.
No.
I don't count the skeletons as season 1.
That's
it's
season 1.
It's 2 episodes long.
It's still season 1. It doesn't matter.
Okay, it's literally called season 1 when you get it on DVD, the one with the serpentine. It's referred to as season 1.
It's not.
The case says season 1, Logan.
Then what do they call it, the prequel? I own that DVD, by the way. I own that DVD from way back.
I own all the way up to the Ghost season, I think.
How much do you think it would be to catch up on all those?
A lot.
It probably won't take two. It'd probably be a while, because each season has between, like, 10 to 20 episodes in it.
10.
Most of the new seasons are 10 episodes. The original seasons were like 15, 13 episodes, I think.
Gosh dang it. At least I can keep going with Red vs. Blue. I own season 1 through 10, so I mean, I just go from here.
Honestly, I feel like I would watch Ninjago if they had the entire series so far on Netflix.
I gotta go buy the Shishno Paradox.
They have up to season 6, I think.
You Shishno.
I got to season 4 and then stopped watching.
It managed to keep its quality. I'll give it that. Don't go look at me like that, JJ. All right.
I just looked up at you. What?
Oh.
Red vs. Blue is like
Red
when
Blue
I got
hasn't
that.
Lost any quality either. It's
no, when I got that
better.
For Christmas, when I got the big box set that was almost $100, I was like, yes. I was like, life is made.
Okay, so now we're just going on Netflix rants. I've been recently watching.
Drake and Josh needs to be on Netflix.
It does.
Fuller House, but like Drake and Josh.
No, screw Fuller House. Take that off.
You don't get what I'm saying. Like, years later, Drake and Josh return.
They need a Fuller House version of Drake and Josh,
yeah.
Basically. They are bringing it back.
Yeah, Nick's doing that. They're
Nick is
going
to be bringing back Drake
Josh,
and Josh Peck to be
and
in a new
series. They bringing
Miranda,
back?
I think.
Yeah, Miranda.
Miranda Cosgrove. You booze!
Drake? Where's the door? Where's the door hole? It's right there.
Draw it.
Magic marker. Where's the power saw? It's outside.
Then
go get it.
Oh, okay. I will.
Doom. Wait, I like how in that video he even pointed out, I could fit through that window.
Yeah,
no,
funny.
No, then he's like, I forgot to cut out the door. Oh, really?
I forgot to cut out the door.
Really?
I just like,
can we all appreciate how much weight that Josh lost throughout that show?
Yes.
I was about to say
he
that.
Lost, he lost, like, 50 to 100
now,
pounds,
did
I think.
He start doing major workouts, or did he just, like, hit, like, metabolism, like,
no.
I think he started working out throughout the show.
Yeah, it was mostly workout, because even on his YouTube channel, he said...
He's pretty swole now.
No, I'm just...
Josh Peck is swole.
I'm pretty swole,
no,
too.
No, so when they were...
He's swoller, Logan.
You know what? I took off my shirt the other day, and Ollie was like, holy shit.
Shut up.
Who cares?
Also,
just cause. I just
also
did it cause.
When they were doing Drake and Josh doing the video together, remember that he had the photo of Drake on his laptop?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but us thick boys need to work extra hard.
Yeah, he was like, we thick boys need to work extra hard.
So, he doesn't
have...
Did he have
his dick out in that photo?
You see,
it looked like there was a sensor bar in that photo.
Any fat person says, I can't get fit. I'm like, look at Josh Peck.
The problem
you
is
tell
that
me.
Fat runs in my family. No, the problem is nobody,
nobody
runs
in
your
family.
That's legit. Like,
so,
I love that
I've
so
actually
much.
Been watching Total Drama.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
Again.
Why this show?
Because
Total Drama's good. Total Drama-rama...
No.
No.
Okay, so Total Drama... Just take into consideration that this is 2007.
Good up until, like, 2016.
No, so I was watching it, and I actually saw, like, some of the, like, base that they had set down. It was actually really good for that age, for, like, just 3D in general. The only thing is that some of the faces and, like, the characters were kind of, like, robotic movements. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it has, a unique animation style.
It does.
Like, different to a lot of other things.
You gotta thank Canada for that, because that's where the show came from.
Canada, huh?
I remember they used to have that big, fat guy.
Owen?
He reminded me of that one guy from the first Transformers that was, like, flipping out when the meteors fell. And he's like,
don't talk to me! Fire!
I was like, what? I was like, when did he get on a cartoon?
I thought you were talking about the black guy.
No, you know the fat blonde guy?
They could tell you're guilty. The plate of donuts, if you eat the donuts, you're not guilty. But if you don't touch the plate, you're guilty. I ate the whole plate.
The whole plate. No, I ate the whole plate. He's like, you want the PCC? He's like, okay, Maggie,
he slams the file on the ground.
It was hers! She just walks into my house. I'm just playing video games with my nana. You would write me. Don't talk to me. I find it funny because
don't talk to me, criminal.
They go from like this very serious scene, then he's like, "You want that piece? Okay, Maggie, here, look."
Sugar rush.
And then it explains to her that if you don't eat the food, you're guilty. It's like Pepto-Bismol's right there. I'm guessing that was for you. And then he's like, man, I'm still a virgin.
They needed to bring back that.
Okay, maybe I downloaded a few songs off the internet. Who hasn't? Glenn, shut up. No, you shut up. Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me, criminal.
Sugar Rush. This is not a song. Can I go home now?
He's like,
just
push the home
now.
Right back. Just slams it down.
Can we all take, like, into consideration? That's Wolverine. He was wearing a Washington Redskins jersey.
Well, it was based in Washington.
There was probably a reason he was in that room.
Oh, my God.
One, shut up. Okay, I'm not even going to defend him because I hate him. But it took place in Washington, so it made sense.
Yes, but Washington's trash.
So is the Cardinals.
Yeah, but at least I'm okay with it.
This is why the first movie's the best one until Bumblebee.
Yep.
See,
oh,
Michael Bay did do
a
good job
on that
movie.
The first and the third one were my favorite, probably,
first
in the original series. The first and the third film.
No, I like the third one. I hated the second one with what they did with The Matrix. And then the fourth and fifth one, I was just like, aw.
Yeah.
The fourth one was better than the second one and the fifth one.
But I mean, it still wasn't great.
They definitely did a good job.
I like the Dinobots.
The Nanobots were awesome, and you may complain about Optimus going off the rails in that film, but it makes sense for Optimus's character if you've seen him in other series.
He's not a stone cold killer.
Okay,
Optimus tries to resort to violence as a last
Optimus
thing.
Optimus almost murdered Megatron in the original Transformers movie and Transformers.
You know
Prime.
How long it took him to come to the terms of murdering someone?
He just found out. Logan, do you remember the ending of Transformers Prime? When they think Bumblebee dies and Optimus goes shit on Megatron.
Okay.
I do.
He does the exact same thing in Age of Extinction when he finds out Ratchet was murdered.
Okay, can we just... I like how you shit on 4 and 5, but you have to take into consideration, he lost the main actor that he had. Mark Wahlberg wasn't supposed to be there. Shia LaBeouf.
I liked Mark Wahlberg in the fourth one.
I thought Mark
Wahlberg was
fine.
He was funny.
I know, but take into consideration. He wanted Shia LaBeouf for the entire franchise. And then Shia LaBeouf screwed himself.
No, Shia LaBeouf went crazy.
No shit.
Just do it!
Honestly, what? I mean, he was crazy all of his life, but I mean, like, how do you go that far down?
No, he was a Disney star, dude.
Yeah.
He was a Disney star.
Well,
Disney.
A lot of people that leave Disney end up in jail or doing some really bad
Selena
shit.
Gomez is fine.
She's about the only one that turned out good.
Miley Cyrus
had Wizards of Waverly Place. Oh my gosh, she just reminded me of that. That show.
Did you ever realize this?
That show.
Every time I go back and
don't
rewatch
tell me
this
hated
movie,
that
I realize
I like Zeke and Luther.
Did you ever realize that Miley Cyrus is in Bolt?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, it's
she's
just,
the
like,
main
every time,
character.
I know, every time I go back and rewatch that, though, I'm just like, Miley Cyrus is wrote the music for this film, and
oh, yeah,
she's acting.
Now she has her Hannah Montana hair back. Shut up.
Miley Cyrus is old, like,
she's like 30. She's like 30, 40
no, like,
years old.
Old news, my guy. I mean,
did you
like,
say 40?
It's like Justin Bieber, you know, old news. Like,
yeah, but people don't care about Justin Bieber.
No, she's not old
did
news.
Did I just say Bieber?
Yes.
Bieber.
She's not old news because she married a Hemsworth brother.
Which one?
I think Liam.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably Liam.
I don't care. She dates a Hemsworth brother. I don't give a fuck about her.
And nobody cares about you.
People pay.
Well, that's easy.
But Logan does have a point about the Justin Bieber. People pay about as much attention to Justin Bieber as they
actually,
do the Kardashians these days.
Actually, Justin Bieber is popping new song with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I know, but that's what the first. That's like the first song he's had that's become quote unquote popular in 3 years.
Legit, Hollywood sucks. Hollywood,
Despacito
gets original.
Does not count.
I didn't say Despacito.
Okay, I, was say,
Hollywood.
No,
yeah,
I said
I
the Purpose
say, like,
album.
Before you said it, though, I was going to say, like, Despacito does not count as a Justin Bieber song.
Hollywood?
It's Luis Fonsi.
The remix with Justin Bieber is not as good as the original.
No doubt, because you don't understand any of it.
Let me be 100% honest. Like, Hollywood and the music business and the gaming business needs to fix all their problems.
The rap guy.
No, legit, all the songs today are either about drinking, trucks,
not true.
Booze,
not
what
true.
Are you talking
swears,
about? What are you talking
not
about?
True.
Drink a beer
the
is
N-word.
Not about drinking beer.
Swearing,
no,
having a lot of sex.
No.
Songs today are very,
have
like,
have you
the
ever
same
listened
thing.
To an Eminem song in
Eminem,
your life?
Ed Sheeran.
I've listened to all of them.
Imagine Dragons.
Have you listened?
Listen to them too.
Have you listened?
What's the last time Imagine Dragons wrote a song that was about love or having sex? Okay, the last time they wrote a song about love was like 3 months ago.
I'm talking about that. Last... That's mainly the rap business I'm talking about.
Are you hating on Logic and Eminem?
No, I mean, I like the music. I just wish that there was some variety a little bit.
There is variety. Eminem wrote a song about school shootings and got really controversial.
Like I said, it doesn't mean I don't like the songs. I'm just saying, like, it can get boring a little bit. Don't mean I don't enjoy them.
Okay, wait, no. Every song that you named are practically mumble rappers, like MGK. Little Uzi, Little Uzi Vert, and all those guys. Leave Logic, Eminem, Hobson, and a couple others out because
Tupac.
They. Tupac's dead.
Point. I know.
No, Tupac's in Cuba. Sorry, Drake.
Ice-T.
Drake is a main one that does that.
Tupac's in Cuba drinking a beer with Elvis and Walt Disney.
Walt Disney isn't a brain. No, he ain't a head frozen in the ice.
No, he's just a regular person frozen in the ice.
I don't know. Me and music, I listen to, I mean, I'm mainly into, like, theme songs, like movie, video game music now.
Then. Can we just kind of, I randomly bring up something, like, name a crappy TV series that actually has a pretty lit theme song.
A crappy TV series?
Iron Man Armored Adventures.
Shake it up.
I know, I personally...
Garbage!
I personally enjoy Iron Man Armored
I like
Adventures.
Zendaya, but just
everybody
not
likes
that...
Zendaya.
I personally enjoy Iron Man Armored Adventures, but the theme song for that is actually killer.
You have to... Like, oh, so I have to pick a good...
Zeebo 3? Oh gosh, how do I remember that?
No, those series...
Okay, it doesn't have to be a crappy TV series, but name a series
oh,
that
you can
a
find plenty for
the
Power Rangers. You can find
up.
Plenty of crappy ones there.
Yeah,
okay,
there's
no.
A lot of good and bad ones.
Okay, no, it depends. Which
the earlier ones were good. Like, you know, you had...
Any Power Rangers show before Nickelodeon bought them was pretty lit.
Yeah. Well, actually, Dino
Mystic
Thunder
Force
was good.
Bad.
Mystic Force wasn't from Nickelodeon. Mystic Force was on Jetix, I think.
Dino Thunder
was not Nickelodeon. Dino Thunder was awesome.
What are you talking about?
Dino Chargers sucks.
Dino Charge sucks. Thunder, you know, with the rocking chick, the rock chick. Yeah, what was her name? Kiara?
She's not the one who turns into rock. The black guy is.
No, she does
why
music.
The black guy always the Black Ranger?
Then the black
he wasn't.
Guy's
he
a blue,
was the blue Ranger.
The black guy
black
was a blue Ranger.
The Black Ranger was Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy's had so many.
And then the White Ranger, oh, who was his name? He was played
I
by an
surprised
Asian,
Tommy.
Latino
I don't know, I didn't get
guy.
That far in the series. I've only seen like the beginning of
I've
the
seen
series.
It to the very end. I even saw the Ninja Storm crossover, which I really like Ninja Storm too.
Ninja Storm was okay.
Power Ranger Samurai was pretty good as well.
Oh wait.
No. That's I hated that one.
Not Samurai, not like the Nickelodeon Samurai one. The other one.
The
one where their like mentor was like a hamster or something.
Yo,
that's,
Power
that's,
Ranger.
That's
yo,
Ninja
dude.
That's Ninja Storm.
Dude.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah, low key. Power Rangers Space, though.
Power Rangers in Space is, like, the best one.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, amazing, excuse me, sorry.
You mean the original?
Yes.
Yeah, Power Rangers in Space is a sequel to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I know.
After Power Rangers Turbo, which sucked. The movie was good.
Power
Rangers Turbo, the movie, was awesome. The series...
Turbo didn't suck. Turbo. Oh, I know. I'm thinking of PD.
I liked SPD.
SPD.
Yeah, SPD.
SPD. That was good.
That was lit series.
Dude, I remember having a costume with like the light up signs and every.
I had it. I just didn't.
Looking
have
forward
the
to
Ranger
Hasbro.
I like cake.
Hasbro now owns Power Rangers, and they have said they're making a sequel right,
to the 2017 film with the same people. Same
actors.
They better bring in Tommy, though.
They are bringing
They better
Tommy.
Not forget.
There's a post-credit scene with Tommy, remember?
Yeah, but as they're just like, oh, well, we scratched that out. All right, so ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be the end of this podcast. I hope you all enjoyed our, you know, random just mumbling about everything. We'll see you all on the next one.